Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, I'm Dave Thompson in today for Vince Coakley. It's very rare when I do a radio program that I take anything over an hour, but this is one of those big stories, and we are going to get it from the front lines right now. Rachel Sutherland of Fox News joins us from Washington, D.C. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Yes, my pleasure. Well, I've been very interested. Obviously, this was a major story that occurred over the weekend with Robert Mueller providing his report as required to Attorney General William Barr. Barr then issuing his 3.5-page summary to leaders of Congress and making it public. What is the reaction on Capitol Hill right now and around D.C.?
Well, right now, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is holding a news conference talking about this report, saying that he is satisfied by it and satisfied by Attorney General Bill Barr's decision to clear the president of obstruction of justice. That's one issue that Democrats are having a problem with, because the report was really, in the summary, broken down into two parts. One, the collusion aspect, in which Robert Mueller found no evidence at all that the Trump campaign worked with Russia during the 2016 election cycle. But then also obstruction of justice. Robert Mueller did not reach a conclusion on that. He handed that off to the Attorney General to deal with. And then in this summary report here, he says that there was not enough evidence or the intent of obstruction of justice, and so he cleared the president of that. Also, Senator Lindsey Graham saying he's going to get answers on that, the FISA process. Remember that process to get a warrant to spy on Carter Page. So it looks like Republicans are not only going to feel vindicated by this report from the Attorney General, but also they're going to go after the folks who were, you know, the dossier and the whole narrative on that side.
Now, Rachel, what I think is going to be interesting to see is whether either side, the more radical Democrats like the Jerry Nadlers of the world and then the more aggressive Republicans like Lindsey Graham, if they really think the public has the stomach for more of this investigation stuff. What are you hearing? There have to be some people in both parties that are going, wait a minute, we've run this thing out, it's time to do something else. Or are most people just, let's keep the attorneys going, let's keep the subpoenas going, let's get people in front of Congress? What's the temperature on that?
Well, so far, no polling on this. I'd love to see polling on, on how Americans feel about proceeding with more investigations. Well, Democrats and Republicans seem happy to continue. As you mentioned, Jerry Nadler there saying he wants to bring in the Attorney General for testimony. So there you have that. He doesn't think that that the Attorney General is unbiased. They want to see the full report. Lindsey Graham now saying he wants to see the other side of things, perhaps investigate the investigators. So the investigations continue. But, yeah, I think I'm with you in that a lot of Americans are just, I mean, do we have the stomach to continue this? I think Democrats, when it comes to the 2020 election, they can't run on investigations as their platform.
Right.
It's got to be something else.
Right. And, you know, I don't pretend to be objective because I'm not. I follow this stuff, obviously, much more closely than regular folks, and I've got an ideological bias. But my read of the American people is they're going to respect somebody like a Robert Mueller, who former, you know, FBI guy and spent, you know, nearly 2 years investigating, came back with thorough results and said, here's what I got. I haven't got anything. I think most people out there kind of are willing to go, all right, enough already. Let's move on to the next thing. And I think that goes for Republicans, too. I don't think people are going to want to see digging up stuff about Hillary Clinton and emails and all that because she's yesterday's news.
Maybe not Hillary Clinton, but I think that if she is tied to this, what they call the Steele dossier, perhaps, Senator Graham and others, there was also a White House spokesperson, Sarah Sanders, out there today talking about, let's get information on how this got started. This is just the early rumblings of this. The thing is, the House is in charge right now, Democrats are, and that's where many of these investigations are launched. And they want to investigate the president, and since, say, Jerry Nadler sits on the Judiciary Committee and Adam Schiff heads up the Intelligence Committee, they will decide the direction of those investigations. Now, could a special counsel be appointed to look into the other side of it? Possibly. That could happen. So, but you're right in the fact that these aren't the issues that the American public cares about, I don't think, when it comes to putting food on the table and going to work every day and dropping your kids off at daycare. These are things that this is politics, and I don't see an end to it.
That's right, and I'm a lawyer by trade, so I get the whole procedure thing and going through the investigations, but I think the average person now is going to look and go, Trump, you essentially got your way. Republicans, you essentially got your way. Hillary Clinton didn't get elected president. No other Democrat got elected president. Yeah, the dossier was a dirty trick. It's behind us. Let's move forward. I honestly think, Rachel, and I could be wrong, we'll see what polling data show here, because you know we're going to see it as we run up to the 2020 election. I don't think either party benefits from being perceived as the party that is obsessed with investigating the other side.
Yeah, I think that both could backfire on both parties depending on how they do it. If Republicans come out swinging, Democrats too, I think, you know, the dysfunction in Washington continues. Everyone can agree on that. You look at Washington, it's pretty dysfunctional right now.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I don't, you know, truthfully, I'm sort of old school, Rachel. I believe that the founding fathers created separation of powers for a reason, and the things aren't supposed to move too quickly in Washington, but not for these reasons. Not because both sides are simply obsessed with investigating each other. It's supposed to be because that's the way our system was designed. And I just don't think it's going to benefit either party. If I were congressional Republicans, I would declare victory. If I were Trump, I would declare victory, and I would move along. I think that would serve them well. And I think if all that Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and others do on the Democrat side is spend the next year and a half trying to turn up something that Mueller, with roughly $40 million spent and an unlimited bunch of resources, couldn't find, I think they look stupid.
Well, I think they're going to go for the obstruction of justice. They're going to question how William Barr came to that conclusion. I think they're just going to have to kind of eat crow when it comes to the whole Russia collusion aspect. But I think when it comes to obstruction of justice, they're going to wonder, they're going to ask Attorney General Barr, how did you come to this conclusion? They're going to want the facts behind it. And that's where you're going to see a fight. And it may even go to the courts. You talk about separation of powers. We've never seen it more on display than during the Trump administration, the separation of powers and who does what. This is going to go to the courts and probably maybe even up to the Supreme Court as to how much of this report that we're actually going to see.
Well, it will be interesting. I hope the Attorney General errs on the side of more rather than less. Rachel Sutherland, thank you so much for joining us from Fox News. I am Dave Thompson in for Vince Coakley. We shall return shortly. And I'm Dave Thompson in for Vince Coakley. All right, we've had Attorney Loretta Powers weigh in. We've had Rachel Sutherland from Fox News weigh in to give us an update from D.C. And, of course, I've weighed in. Now it's your turn if you'd like to tell me what you think. Was Trump vindicated? Are you concerned about the fact that Robert Mueller said we're not vindicating him, we're not clearing him on the obstruction of justice case? Or is your, in your mind, is that kind of throw on the other side a bone? 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. Frank, welcome to the Vince Coakley Show. You're on with Dave Thompson.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm well.
Dave, I want to take issue with something you said and your guest agreed with about American citizens being fatigued with all these investigations.
Okay.
Whether they're fatigued or not, there needs to be action taken against senior Justice Department, senior FBI, senior intelligence people. They actually hatched a plot to depose a duly elected president. They've got to be brought to justice. And if they're not, It will continue this sense that the game is rigged and there's a two-tier justice system.
You know, Frank, I will tell you, I can't necessarily disagree with that. I am very concerned about exactly what you have described. And in fact, I made notes on the fact that it's extraordinarily disappointing to me that between Rosenstein and Comey and, you know, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and Loretta Lynch and all of those folks, that nobody, there was not one statesperson among them that stood up and said, wait a minute, the law enforcement arm of the administration can't be doing this, and that is disturbing. My question, Frank, is do we want Congress to, you know, to take that on, or should that be a prosecutor issue if there were crimes committed?
Well, I mean, you know, justice has a price. Nobody ever said it would be easy, so I think what's got to be done should be done.
Okay. Frank, that is an entirely legitimate point of view, and I thank you for bringing that up. You know, it's a dilemma, folks, because you're kind of weighing political against legal and institutional. I think from protecting our institution's standpoint, I think Frank's dead on. But I'm not sure that politically it's helpful to anyone to keep this thing going. And so you've got this balancing test between, you know, do we stick to doing what is, I suppose, theoretically correct? Because the reality is probably Comey and Strzok and Page and Rosenstein, for that matter, ought to be dragged in. And I'm trying to think of who the deputy FBI director was that resigned some time ago. What the heck was his name? It won't come to me. Anyway, they should all be dragged in. And I mean, now there are enough documents released creating a paper trail for what these people have done that any kind of an interrogator could ask them some questions that would be extraordinarily difficult to answer. So I understand that. I get it. It's just, is it worth it? And does it make sense politically? And, you know, what is going to come of it? But there's no doubt some people did some really bad things. 704-570-1110. Richard, welcome to the Vince Coakley Show. You're on with Dave Thompson.
Hey, Dave. Hey, this Mueller investigation, it's like a Chinese water torture treatment for the past 2 years. And I really think deep down it's actually been planned, a distraction to keep Americans' eye off the ball. And in saying that, I'm going to say this. You know, Robert Mueller, he was instrumental on the FBI investigation on 9/11, and I say that to say this, that the FBI is being sued today in federal court, along with as a grand jury looking into the 9/11 report that was incorrect in its findings by architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. But Mueller was in charge of covering up, I believe, that report, and this is all distraction. You know, the heart of the issue in this country is 9/11, okay?
Well, wait. So you're getting to the point that you don't believe 9/11 was truly an attack by Saudi terrorists. You think it was some sort of inside job?
Not only me, along with 3,000 highly skilled architects and engineers, demolition experts, who haven't had their day in court, but they have been thwarted by manipulation, by a machination by the federal government to not go there. It's a no-go zone.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we just stepped into the Twilight Zone. How many of you have ever been able to keep a secret anywhere on anything? But the 9/11 truthers believe there was a complex organization of people within the United States government who knew about the plot to bring the towers down, and nobody's ever leaked. Oh, God help us. Mike, welcome to the Vince Coakley Show.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, the investigation that needs to happen is the ones who expose the deep state, the ones who conspired to take down an active campaign. In the middle of a campaign here, this is unprecedented. This can't go unabated. It has to be addressed. It has to be. People have to be brought to justice. Look, we know Comey lied. They know it. He admitted it in Congress. We know McCabe got fired. We have all, the evidence is clear. Now it just needs somebody with the guts to put it all together and prosecute these people, which I'm sure that the Attorney General's looking at that. I'm sure these guys are going to be looked at.
All right, let me ask you this, Mike. If the American public absolutely doesn't have an appetite for that, and you knew today that it would cost Donald Trump re-election and that we'd have a Democratic president getting inaugurated on January 20, 2021, would you be willing to pay that price?
Well, no, but we know we can't know that's going to happen.
No, we can't. Mike, that's an intellectually honest answer, and I appreciate it. We don't know, but my point is we do run the risk. Roger, welcome to the program.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
I just wanted to propose, I think I know why you were talking about reform, and actually I think we need to have civil service reform big time. I think that would have a lot to do with the fact of what the FBI is doing and so many of the civil servants and deep state. But beyond that, doing something about the fact that we have a legal system run amok, that, like you said, that they wouldn't examine you or me or anybody else. That's why, they always threaten somebody. What's your Social Security number? Because they will look up your taxes and they just about shut up anybody. Well, the thing is, the reason why I don't think anything's going to happen with that is because I looked it up on the internet, and 60% of the senators are lawyers.
Actually, you need to check that information. It's not that high.
Even if it's only 40%.
I don't honestly think it's that high. But the other thing too, Roger, is your statement presumes the fact that just because somebody is a lawyer, they're willing to sell the country out to keep lawyers employed, and I don't happen to believe that. I really don't. Please hang on. I don't have time to get any more of your calls in before we pay some bills, but John and Fort Mill and others, I will try to get to you when we return. I'm Dave Thompson in for Vince Coakley. We're talking about the Attorney General William Barr summary of Robert Mueller's report to congressional leaders on the Trump-Russia investigation. More when we return. Welcome back to the Vince Coakley Show. I'm Dave Thompson in here today talking about, other than March Madness, about the only story of the weekend that is getting any attention, and that is Attorney General William Barr's summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Trump-Russia collusion investigation. Very quickly, in case you haven't heard it, complete exoneration on the collusion, or what should be called conspiracy, issue. However, the Mueller report did leave open the issue of, we don't have enough to prosecute. We can't find guilt beyond a reasonable doubt on the obstruction of justice issue. We'll throw this in the lap of the Attorney General, which, by the way, is doubly ridiculous. Not only does it create a political issue they wouldn't have had to create, but the whole point of appointing a special prosecutor is because of the theoretical conflict of interest that exists within the Attorney General's office. 704-570-1110. Thanks for your patience. John in Fort Mill, you're on the Vince Coakley Show with Dave Thompson.
Yeah, morning. How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah, before I make my statement, I have friends in Mankato, Minnesota. So that's a very nice place.
Ah, indeed it is. Been there. Never lived there, but been there many, many times.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I heard Senator Lindsey Graham say, now it's time to investigate the other side. Because you hear so many things about Hillary and uranium one deal where she gave Putin 25% of America's uranium. So do you think the president should get a council together and just try to, how hard it would be for him to now to investigate the other side?
Well, it wouldn't be hard. I mean, if he can get his Attorney General, William Barr, to appoint another special counsel, it can be done. I think, John, the issue is the likelihood of getting anything accomplished worth what I believe to be political risk in irritating the public with these never-ending investigations? And I'm hearing from you and others that my perspective may be different than the majority. which seems to believe that these investigations ought to move forward. But I do think there's a downside in that people, frankly, get sick of it. But, you know, we'll see what happens. In Mooresville, Phil, welcome to the program.
I have so many things I've been building up, but I got to pick what I want to mention.
Okay.
These are just thoughts that bug me lately. You know how the news cycle changes. People mention things, and then we move on. But it's been bugging me for weeks. Whatever happened to the little snake, John Corzine, who seems to have lost $1.2 or $3 billion? You know, there's the $3-point-something Hillary couldn't account for. When is Al Sharpton going to be brought under any justice for his $4 million in taxes? I mean, you know, what happens to these things that are never talked about other than one or two news cycles?
Yeah, well, truthfully, Phil, I hate to say it, but to some degree there, I have to blame the general public because our attention span is extraordinarily short. And whether we like it or not, whether it's MSNBC or CNBC or CNN on the left, or it's Fox News on the right, or the Rush Limbaugh show on the right, or whatever it might be, these folks play to their audience. And we live in a microwave society, as I like to say, where things get cooked up in 90 seconds and you eat them and they're done. And I think that is a part of it. Certainly in some cases, Phil, I have no doubt that it's the quote-unquote establishment, as the Trump folks like to say, protecting itself. And in some instances, it is an example of, you know, there may not be evidence to nail people. You never know. In Fort Mill, David, welcome to the Vince Coakley Show. You're on with Dave Thompson.
Hey, Dave. Like your previous caller, I've had so much building up wanting to talk to you about. Your assertion that the American public doesn't have the appetite for more investigations is completely ridiculous and has a political slant, smacks of political, I'm nervous and now I forgot
That's okay.
my train of thought. But even you suggesting that has political ramifications. Oh, now that we might be getting to the real meat of the problem in Washington with our Justice Department, with our FBI, how it's been weaponized against political opponents. Oh, we might just be tired of investigations now. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Okay,
we have real crimes that have been committed in Washington, and it has been political from the get-go. And now to suggest that, oh well, we're tired of investigations now, we should just slide it all under the carpet and forget about it. And yes, you're hoping that your white microwave society will forget about all the corruption of our previous administration and all the crimes that were committed there.
So David, just let me ask you, what you're reading into this is because I have concern about the general public's willingness to continue on with investigations, that therefore I'm kind of on the side of the Hillary crowd?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Now that
you need to do a little bit more research, David. I am absolutely not on that side whatsoever. In fact, truth be told, I think Hillary Clinton and her henchmen that engaged in the email server and cover-up scam ought to be wearing orange jumpsuits. My question is not related at all to my political views or what I think ought to happen legally. My question is a purely political one.
What do you think should happen legally?
Oh, in a purely legal world where there were no political ramifications to anything, the Attorney General ought to appoint a special counsel, and Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton for the tarmac meeting, and the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, and the whole lot of them ought to be prosecuted, and I hope two-thirds of them would go to prison. That would be my legal desire. I just don't know if that makes sense politically, and I do have concern about the 2020 election. 704-570-1110. And Matthews, Steve, welcome.
Oh, hi. Yes, I just want to talk about the that case. I don't think we should really worry about the politics right now. We need to follow this through, regardless of whether Trump gets reelected or not. That shouldn't be our concern. We need to fix this. I mean, this is the worst case of sedition we've seen in this country ever. And, I mean, we the people have been slandered for 2 years. The president's been slandered, and while he was campaigning, slandered. And don't worry about a second counsel or anything. Congress has been investigating for the last 2 years before it turned over. I mean, they had 22 investigations going on.
Yeah, but nothing's going to happen with it as long as Nancy Pelosi is in charge of the House. That's the reality.
Doesn't matter. It goes to the Senate now.
Yeah, and but they can try to lay the information bare. Everybody sits there and takes the fifth, and we don't learn anything. That's the problem.
Now, the FISA reports bring down the House.
Oh, man, I hope you're right. Steve, I pray to God that you are right, and I would love to see them. Boy, this is interesting. That's one of the things I love about this business is I never know what I'm going to get from the callers, and I got a number of you on hold, so please be patient because I will finish up the last segment by getting to as many callers as I possibly can. I'd love to see all these people prosecuted, and in a perfect world, I'd love to see justice done that way. But I do have concern about who wins the 2020 election because I know how this world would look if Hillary Clinton were appointing Supreme Court justices instead of Donald Trump.
The Pat McRory.
Dave Thompson in for Vince Coakley, wrapping up here today. Vince will be back in tomorrow, 704-570-1110. If you'd like to weigh in, we have covered the big story of the day, which is the Robert Mueller Russia Trump investigation report, which was submitted to the Attorney General. The long and short of it is no Russian collusion. Obstruction of justice left a little bit open-ended. The question I am asking is, do we want to continue with these investigations? The consensus seems to be yes. Let's go get the other side now that Trump has more or less escaped on this collusion charge. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, I'm a side with you. I think we just need to let it go. And here's the deal, and I'll preface this. I'm not a Trump fan, never have been, never will be. But they got their victory. They won. You know, going after the Democrats, and we're going to go back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, let's just turn to 2020. If the Republicans want Donald in, then let's start worrying about 2020. The Democrats, get your acts together and find something. Stop going after one another. The politics is, you know, it's some of the most morally corrupt people. And you want to keep pulling at people left and right? Sure. Did Hillary do something wrong? Yes. Do I believe Donald has done something wrong while he's been president and covered it up? Sure. But I think so is probably every president of the United States probably has had something like that. And I think it's just wearing our country down. And as a person and as a human and as a, you know, a good Christian, it's sad to see us go after each other. Let's just stop and look toward 2020 and get our country, you know, where it needs to be, whether it's Donald Trump or somebody else.
Okay, now, as you know, if you've been listening, I've been essentially at least raising the question of whether you're exactly right. But now let me just play devil's advocate and ask you this. Even though we know and understand that there are political shenanigans and very few of these people are, you know, pure as the driven snow, if in fact there were federal statutes broken, if our Justice Department and FBI, our instruments of law enforcement, were used in really what amounted to an attempted overthrow of an administration, you think we ought to just let that go?
Probably not. I would agree with you there.
And
but
this,
I think the more you keep digging at things, you know, is it going to come back where the Democrats will, or that they'll just keep digging after Trump? You know, it just, where does it all end? But I do agree with you there. Yes.
All right.
I'd have to agree with you there.
Thank you. Very good. A lot of intellectually honest people today. They'll hear another side, and this is where I'm at, folks. I mean, I am not one to let all of this stuff go. If there were laws broken, I don't know. It's a tough one. Chris, welcome.
How we doing, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Just listening, taking all this in and formulating my own thoughts and opinions. And I think we're playing with fire here to just, we survived the witch hunt. We survived. We didn't rob the bank that we weren't even at that day. So let's just pretend nobody else is ever going to be in this position again. No other outsider is ever going to run for president. And the establishment isn't going to go after them full throttle. Because there's no help. Nobody was held to any accountability. We're going to really set a dangerous precedent. We're just like, oh, we survived, so we're happy. Like, that's our victory. It's a moral victory. if we're really concerned about justice, the fear-mongering about finding that justice has got to be put to the side. And we've got to actually have an investigation. I think you'll find the appetite for America is whole. It's there. It's healthy. It just has to come with some results.
All right.
If you're of hearing these false accusations with nothing except some guy cheating on his mortgage application or his taxes, that's, I think, why we're finding this, you know, we're just tired of that. But if you actually have a real investigation into real crimes and real indictments are set forth, I don't think there's going to be any. It's like the Hillary Clinton, the FBI saying, oh, there's no public interest in it. We're not going to reopen that because there's just no public interest. We're kind of setting the table for the Democrats. They're definitely going to still go after Trump no matter what the Republicans do or what anybody does. I will agree. I'll go this far. I don't think another special counsel should be appointed.
All right.
But I think it all needs to be investigated.
All right. Thank you. Well, you know what? There are a lot of people who feel that way. Kathy, Rock Hill, you're going to get the last word.
Yay. Hi.
Hi.
I'm amazed. All these men manning up and the public is paying attention and they call down the thunder and by God, we're coming. We're bringing hell with it. The American people are alive and well. Vince Coakley's shows this past week have been amazing. And I'm telling you, Americans are waking up. And we don't need people like John that can't think beyond his feet. And go get him is all I got to say. Keep listening to Mark Levin and getting educated. And let's do this constitutionally and let's get these losers out. I'll never forget what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. Never.
Okay.
Never, ever.
All right, Kathy, I appreciate that. And I'm all for getting the leftists out. I am asking a strategic and tactical question, not an ideological one. And that question is, do we do it via prosecutions and continued investigations and more of the same things that we've been doing? Or do we do it by sitting back and saying, all right, win the 2020 election? That's my only question. And yes, I do believe that there will come another time when there are crazy people that are crazy enough to try to do within the Justice Department and the FBI what has already been done. I'm not sure prosecuting these folks will get her done. Now, I think it was Chris, second of the last caller, forgive me if I got the name wrong, who said it'll be different if there are true indictments and true prosecutions for real felonies. I agree, if it can be done in time. Thanks for joining us here today, folks. This is Dave Thompson in for Vince Coakley.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.